Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
And I'm Meg.
And this week on the Athens Public Think Tank podcast, we're talking about personal assistants.
Yeah, everyone is going to get assigned a personal assistant from one of the other hosts, and you have to describe how you're going to deal with that. It's a mystery.
Oh, and my. All of our other
oh,
great...
Oh, I already know who I'm going to get. Eddie already spilled
no,
the beans.
No, it'll be different. All of our other great, crazy segments coming up.
Comment about something I was thinking about watching BoJack Horseman the other day. So I watched that show. I don't know if you guys
we don't watch it. We have tried
I've watched a couple.
Have you ever do you have a recollection of the intro song?
No.
Oh, bummer, because it made me think, oh, I could see Eddie writing this type of intro song. I really like it. I think it's really memorable.
Does it talk about every, like, BoJack is like an actor horse that was down on his luck. We only watched the first season, but is it
I
like
one
of those?
Much.
Is it one of those theme songs that like tells you the predicament of the character?
The outro does.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I was thinking
the
of that. I knew there was like something.
The
memorable.
Intro, yeah. The intro is just instrumental. Yeah. But the outro does.
Yeah, I wrote a song today in, like, because I had some free time because the other podcast didn't record. And I was, like, putting it together and, like, you know, I had it in my mind what I wanted to do. And then it started coming together and I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is great. And then once I got it, like, mixed together, I'm like, this is, like, too funky for, like.
Can you play a sample?
So which segment was this for specifically?
Well, I started doing it for my segment, the So Much This part.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I was like, this is like too happy for that.
Why is it too funky? What's your...
Well, we gotta just hear it.
I've decided that I'm going to play it during the snack segment. So
yeah.
Oh, good.
We'll, yeah, snacks are joyful.
Three bags full of snacks.
Yeah. Dr. Sharp's Snack Shack.
A.K.A. three bags full of snack.
Yeah.
Just like it's Cool Don's Trivia Corner, a.k.a. three bags full of trivia.
Right.
So much this, a.k.a. three bags full of comments on the internet.
Yep. You nailed it.
Yep.
Play it.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, okay.
Buster.
But we're going to play it again later? Is that what you mean?
Oh, you mean just...
Oh,
save
so
it
you,
off for
you're
the
planning on
three bags full
I was
of
gonna,
snacks.
I'm going to play it.
You are going to play it. Okay.
I just thought it was
we'll
like.
We'll save it then.
So I thought it was when I, because I, you have to command S to save.
Yep.
And I'm like, what do
I
call
this?
And I was like, funky. Like, I just called it funky.
P-H.
No. F-U-N-K-Y.
Oh my God.
And it is a little like, I don't know.
Does it have a really strong twangy bass?
We'll find out.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's got some bass.
Okay.
We're gonna hear it now.
No.
I thought we were gonna play it.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, we're waiting,
Meg.
Yeah.
He's gonna play it during snack
You're
corner.
Edging me, man.
Okay, so it's edging. I was talking about edging with Meg, and that's the thing. That's you know what edging is. It's
no,
like, kids do it now, and it's basically like watching a bunch of porn and like masturbating to the point of ejaculation but then stopping. And I was just like, today over dinner I was like, they've just rebranded blue ballsing, right? That used to be called blue balls.
You guys talked about blue balls in the podcast last week.
We did.
Yeah, because you talked about when you call 1-800 numbers.
Oh, right.
They got to blue balls you you'll keep going. So the recommendation to all of our listeners was, before you make any phone call, masturbate.
Right. R.I.P.
Donovan. You don't want to get edged.
Yeah, you don't want to get all
against
edged.
Your will.
But some people, I think, in rebranding it as edging, it's like you're going, that's the intended effect. And then eventually you have like a gigantic.
Oh, yeah. That's just tantric sex, right?
I think it's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty similar, but they
or just like, I'm sure everybody's come up with that. And it's.
These millennials, they've decided to call it something. And so now it's like a hashtag.
Where'd you hear about this?
I referenced
Orange is the New Black as a.
Oh, yeah. Orange is the New Black season 2, they talk about it.
Oh.
But I think. I had read about it before then, probably in the comments of a porn video. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I read the comments. That's
like
why I have that.
Edge to this.
Yeah.
Wait, why are we bringing up edging, though?
Because we talked about it, and it was a good segue from talking about that.
Oh, because Meg said, don't edge me?
Because I
or
was
you
like,
said, don't edge me.
I was,
me.
Like, talking about this theme that she wants to hear, and you know how she can't wait for stuff.
Meg isn't an edger. Is
no,
that,
remember
you
that
have
time?
Willpower like, to edge.
The podcast was, like, the topic was so tantalizing that
I
we just had to talk about
sure.
it right
I'm
away.
I'm going to edge right
I
now.
I can edge. I can edge all night.
Okay, but also this, the reason Eddie and I might have been talking about it at dinner was because
oh, yeah, why?
There was an inner, I'm not sure if this is why, but this is funny to bring up, is that last week before the podcast, I had gone out into the living room and our babysitter was still out there and she was watching something and I walk in on her and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, for what? And she's like, oh, I'm just watching this thing. And I'm like, oh, what is it about? She's like, it's about like two women. And she implied there was sex involved. And I'm like, oh, you're watching porn? And just like, she's like, no, I'm not watching porn out here. And I was like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm not sure why you're apologizing for whatever you're watching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so in my mind, I was like, is it okay for the babysitter to watch porn?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's cool, but not on the TV. Like, you can watch it on your phone. You can have our Wi-Fi password and watch it on your phone.
Totally.
I don't want you to watch it on the big screen. Like, high-def porn, that's not good. And then...
Well, and it prevents... Like, it's also, if she's going to watching porn, I don't want to walk in on her. Like, I don't want to catch her. If she's on her phone, I'm not going to be looking at her phone.
Hey, what's she watching?
What are you doing on your phone?
What you doing on your phone there? Watching porn. It's cool. It's cool. Cool. It's on the phone.
Yeah, so we're old and our babysitter's young.
Yeah.
And our
you
kids
know,
are younger.
It's weird. I just it just made me think of when I was a babysitter and like how... weird, like what a funny conversation that would have been to have with like a parent I was babysitting for.
I mean,
like
she was not a teenager.
She basically is,
yeah.
Right?
22.
Yeah,
she's 23.
Oh, 23.
That's the new teen. That's the new the new 14.
I treat her like that sometimes.
Well,
right.
She brought it up
that way.
Today. And I was like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now. I thought, because we were talking about Mrs. Maslow.
Are you saying I should not treat her like she's an adult?
No, I'm not giving any recommendations over here.
Like, if 23 truly is the new 14, I need to not speak to her the way I speak to her.
No, Meg, I don't decide age, but it just
how old am I? Tell me how old I am.
I've said that before to people. I just feel like, you know, I was just being her in that situation, and it was really comical to think of
yeah
a mom coming
up
to me.
She definitely thought it was funny.
Yeah, like, and yeah. Oh, you're watching porn? It's cool.
I think it's funny for Meg to catch someone watching porn because I watch porn all the time and I feel like you're
Never caught you. But you're on your phone, right?
Yeah, I watch it on my phone. That's my advice to Mariah. Sorry, my babysitter. I'm just like, don't let Meg catch you.
That's what you should have run in and have been like, don't let Meg catch you watching porn.
I'm like the Truman Show where it's like everybody is constantly watching porn, but then like I come in and they're like, oh, we have to pretend like in this world we're not constantly watching porn.
That is what's happening.
Yeah. There's a lot of porn going on that you're oblivious to, but to get back to the story, there is no porn on YouTube. There's a lot of like just like undressing or like underwear type of things that you could definitely edge to. Ta-da! We've full circled that shit.
I think there's softcore porn on YouTube.
You think so?
For sure, because I definitely watched it when I was in India.
Like some boobies?
For sure. Boobies and even oral sex.
Whoa.
For sure. Yeah, you can get there.
It's funny that they would call softcore porn oral sex.
Oh, I guess it's not softcore, but...
Well, I mean, because the...
Mild.
Has to be mild porn.
It's soft porn, not soft... Well, I mean, it's gentle porn.
Right, gentle.
Gentle porn, for sure.
They should call it that.
Gentle porn.
Like softcore? Come on. Like gentle porn
core,
sounds much better.
I'm so over core anyway. Like everyone's over core, right?
Yeah, core... Wait, what's like a yoga class that's like
Pilates,
but they're like hardcore or?
Like, oh yeah, core power is like
yeah,
a big,
core power. Yeah, there you go. Core power porn. That's what I want to watch.
It's just yoga.
Oh boy.
Should we do a little?
Yeah, let me.
I'm ready for a snack. Segment.
Trivia. Do you got a snack for us?
No, she just.
She just. Is,
I had a mention. I was going to mention a snack.
She's having a problem edging.
yeah, that was the joke. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there fast.
So let's make her wait. We'll do.
Save your jokes for trivia, Meg.
We'll do the.
Oh, I don't have any jokes.
You want to do the too much this?
It's called so much this. Okay.
Cool Down's Trivia Corner.
Yeah, we have to do it. It's called Three Bags Full of Trivia. We got to do this shit in order.
Okay.
Oh, that's the order?
Consistency.
Oh, I didn't realize that
There's
was the order.
There's an order?
Yeah, trivia snack, so much this.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know either.
Are you guys on this show?
But it kind of gives the so much this like the headline. Oh, well, we'll see.
You don't want it to be the headline?
No, so much this should be the headline. Yeah. It's a great transition.
Because it's also the one that could last the longest.
Oh, like.
Ooh, like when you edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like that. So.
Just like that. Is that the addendum?
Just like that is after so much this.
Okay.
Yeah. So how do you want to do trivia today? Are you going to pick a card? And I don't like Donovan knows the rules and
no, it's every host
straightforward rules, right?
Well, he made me say the name of the trivia.
No, his problem was that you didn't call it the right name and that you said you were going to have canned laughter and you didn't have canned laughter.
Well, he made you play it.
I had it queued up. I think he had other problems though. Like he wanted me to read the card. Like,
no, you
genus
had
four.
All right, we can do some analysis later. I'm just gonna say, welcome to Cool Dunn's Trivia Corner, aka Three Bags Full of Tea Rivia. All right, so Dr. Sharp is your host tonight, and I will be asking you a Trivial Pursuit question from the Totally 80s edition.
Oh, that sounds fun. I was born in the 80s.
As was I.
Okay.
Okay. Question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to write
Is
our
that the
answers
question?
Down. I have
yes.
a green pen and a green pad.
Does your pen work?
Yep.
Good.
And the flashlight on it worked.
Oh, yeah. It was on when I picked up the pen. I'm like, how long has this flashlight been on? Hmm. I never intentionally turned the flashlight on.
Are you guys
so
ready?
Altruistic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Who swore to Oprah that he'd never tried to buy the skeleton of Joseph Elephant Man Merrick.
Oh, I've heard that before. Swore to Oprah.
He said,
"Oh my!
I never tried to buy the skeleton of Joseph Elephant Man Merrick." Oprah.
I'm gonna. Can I go?
Well, did you write it down?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't write down the one I was gonna say. Should I write that one down?
No, my first.
I don't know why I wrote.
Let me go first.
Down something.
Write
not...
down your answer, both of you. Please.
I've written down my answer.
And just let me call on you before you just blather into the air.
I mean, there have to be rules, right? This is a society.
Eddie bucks the rules of trivia.
I'm going with Eddie. Like, he needs an ally, and we're married, so I'm going to go with him.
Okay. I don't have anyone around to help me out.
You definitely have Donovan here in spirit.
I don't see anyone.
I was going to say Stedman, but that's... No, I was going to say Gilman.
Gilman?
I was like way off because I was thinking of Stedman.
Isn't that Oprah's husband?
I think
they're not technically married.
Her boyfriend,
her long-term boyfriend.
Okay,
Stedman. But Gelman is
Steady
from,
Stedman.
Gelman's from Regis and Kathy Lee. Okay. He's like the producer that they cut to. I don't know why I thought of.
So is Stedman your final answer or Gelman?
No, I wrote MJ is my final answer. Michael Jackson.
Okay. Whoa, Oprah! I'm gonna say I'll go with my real answer is David Bowie.
Oh, those are both really cute answers, and one of them is correct, and it is Eddie Boswell.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now it's from that video. There's that video where he's on the...
Please don't leave me alone.
Yes, and there's a skeleton of the Elephant Man in that video.
Yeah, but it was all over the tabloids, like...
Oh, yeah. Now I don't remember it being on the tabloids. I remember you telling me that.
Well, way to go, Bossy Boswell. It means you get another question. Did you know that? Are you ready? Do you want to comment on your answer?
Well, I do.
Situation?
I'll comment. I will comment.
Okay.
And then we'll go into the next.
Okay. You comment while I reach into the second bag.
So when you mentioned that it was 80s trivia, I was like, oh, I was born in the 80s. Michael Jackson's from the 80s. I'm like, I was almost already going to answer Michael Jackson, so that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's
that
probably
I got
the answer
to
75% of the questions.
Yeah, unless it's like about England. It's usually
then what's
Michael
the
Jackson.
Answer? What's the 80s version of Michael Jackson for England?
I don't have to answer that.
Yes, you do. That's the question.
80s Michael Jackson of England, David Bowie. Right?
No, he was older.
Okay.
Oh, I was gonna guess that too, but
that was funny.
Maybe
though,
is there an answer for this or no?
No.
I don't think that's a real one. Was that my question?
Oh, maybe Boy George. I don't know how popular he was.
But
he was
Michael
at
Jackson...
least as popular as Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's pretty hard to top.
It was probably it was probably Michael Jackson.
Like Adele is the closest thing they've got now.
To Michael Jackson.
Very true. Yeah, she's Britain's
answer to Michael Jackson.
But yeah, different talents, that's for sure. Similar skin tone at the end of his life.
Low blow, Eddie.
Really? Sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Everyone.
Let's move along to my next question.
Okay.
Which is from the Trivial Pursuit.
Your next question is from Hunting and Fishing Trivia.
Oh, man.
Which I think is, we've never done this. Is that true?
No, I didn't even know that was in there. I thought there was only three bags full of trivia.
Well, there's like five different trivias in each bag.
Oh, I see. So it's more like 15 bags full.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a multiple choice one because I want to get into this third bag.
What happens in the third bag?
We'll find out.
Oh, man.
The goal is to get into the third bag. For my trivia,
I think we need to edge this one out.
Yeah.
Though.
No, I hope I don't ejaculate.
I hope you don't either.
Let's all just like...
If we get in that third bag, it's going to happen.
I would rather you keep a boner than ejaculate
Yeah.
tonight.
Me all too.
Right. So, This is a fishing question, I think.
Okay.
Which type of ice will support more weight?
Ooh, oh boy.
Blue ice, slush ice, or black ice?
Oh boy. So black ice I've heard of when you, this is my Who Wants to Be a Millionaire commentary. When you go on the road, you don't want to hit black ice because it's black and then your car will slip on it, but you don't see it because it's the same color as the road. Slush ice sounds like something you would get in a
drink at the 7-Eleven.
A Slurpee, right? Or a
slushy.
Icy? Slushy? Slush icy.
Yeah. A slushy.
And then the third thing you said, I don't even remember what it was. So
blue ice.
I'm going to go with blue ice.
You're edging big time.
That's correct. Oh, man. I didn't expect that to be correct.
This is the farthest anyone's got on trivia so far.
These questions are right up my alley.
We made it into the third bag.
Okay. The third bag full of trivia.
I got to reach in.
I don't have She's music for that. Over. Like I should have more like sound effects queued up, but let me see.
Okay, tell me when to stop.
I'll play a beep sound.
What is happening right now?
I'm feeling cards. Tell me when to stop.
Hold on. Keep going. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Beep.
This is going to be really hard, I think.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. This is good. All the innuendo here is just...
Yeah, because on softcore porn, how could you not have, like, a hard penis? That's my big question.
You're not going to get this. All okay, right. Ready? This is from the Trivial Pursuit SNL edition.
See, there are rules.
What colorful baseball personality, played by Will Ferrell, savagely insulted New Yorkers, then cried like a baby when security took him away?
Well, this is funny because I just watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Will Ferrell today.
Did he reference this skit?
No, he did not. He talked about his audition tape where he pretended to be a cat very convincingly. But colorful baseball player.
Personality.
Oh, personality. He was known to play Harry Carey.
But Harry Carey's not a baseball player.
He's a personality, though.
Oh, it doesn't say player? It says baseball personality? Oh.
So I'll just say Harry Carey, but that's not colorful.
He's pretty colorful.
But, like, colorful means, like, there's... blue is in the answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
blue eyes.
Old blue eyes. Old blue eyes. Old blue eyes. Old blue eyes.
That's the answer.
I used to call Harry Carey old blue eyes.
And so is it Harry Carey or old blue eyes?
Old blue eyes, Harry Carey.
Okay.
Harry, old blue eyes, Carey.
Unfortunately, Mr. Boswell, that is incorrect.
Oh,
the correct answer was John Rocker.
John Rocker. He's an Atlanta Brave. That's
What's
crazy.
Colorful about him?
Yeah.
His personality?
Yeah. He's got a colorful personality.
Okay, if that were a Jeopardy question, though, that person's last name would have had a color in it.
I think John Rocker was racist, and that's the colorful part.
What was he? What did he do when he was pulled out?
Cried like a baby.
Oh, what a prick.
Oh, man. I feel like I should have got John Rocker, but I'm not smart.
How do you guys feel about calling people pricks? Do you like it?
No. Mm-mm.
You hate it?
Don't like it.
Yeah. I would rather call someone a penis.
Okay.
You penis. A prick is like, I don't like it because I don't like, I was just about this is a really terrible thing to say, but I really don't like the idea of like extremely tiny penises.
Okay, yeah, and the micro penis,
they're problematic, and that's for many reasons.
Yeah, and that's what a prick makes me think of. It's,
I think,
like
of
a
the,
tiny penis.
I feel like it so describes a certain type of person that it's like a really good descriptor. It's like a, it's very clear.
Name your Name a prick.
Name and shame.
Like, I feel like...
name and shame
a
prick.
In the 80s...
Oh, David Spade.
No. Yeah, no. He's not a prick. Whoa. A prick is like kind of a handsome guy on it, in my mind. Who's a prick is like a guy who you're like, you first think this guy is like charming and handsome, and then it's like,
then you're
this
like,
guy
he's a prick.
Sucks. Like, this guy is full of himself. He's like a complete asshole to everyone.
The metamorphosis.
You're making me think that you and my dad would agree about who was a prick. Like, I feel like you and my dad could really make a list of pricks.
Okay, so the guy I'm thinking, he was on Parks and Recreation. He was like the guy who's really into working out on Parks and Recreation.
Rob Lowe.
Like, Rob Lowe was like a classic prick. He played a classic prick character.
Wait, what?
I don't know. His character
was so nice.
But in the 80s. Like, as the... like, if he was part of the Brat Pack.
He was part of the Brat Pack.
Yeah, like, he was the prick. He was the prick of the Brat Pack.
You also reference people being a part of the Brat Pack as well as the Rat Pack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Brat Pack, I'm like more clear on who was in that.
And packs. Like, you're down.
Why didn't we do the Brat Pack then?
That would have been way much more. Yeah. That's, look forward to that one because that's coming in our future.
That's coming up, Brat Pack.
Man.
Because the Rat Pack was successful.
It was a real flop.
No, that one's... That
I love talking about Templeton, though. I could talk about him all day.
Yeah, me too. I feel like... So I was looking, you know, at our listens, and that one got a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it because Eddie used Templeton's image to advertise it? Because it's so endearing.
Donovan said it was because the website was messed up.
Oh.
And I thought that was mean. But...
Donovan, why did you have to say that?
It was my birthday.
I
could have waited a little while.
Meg, I have a serious question for you. If Templeton was thinner, would he be a prick?
Mm. Yeah, Templeton's a prick. But when I think of prick, I think of like the thorn that pricks the lion's paw. Like, I think of like a very... like,
I think of a thorn.
Like, or a fly, or like something...
A fly?
Like, the prick is just...
a mosquito.
Yeah, it's an annoying person. It's not like...
you little prick.
It's not like anything sinister. It's like, this is all you are, is a gnat or a fly or a mosquito.
Oh, I think it's a little sinister.
Hmm.
Well, we'll get back to you listeners next week on the true definition.
Why don't you listeners let us know
who's a prick?
Yeah,
that's
a prick. That should
Athens
be our
public
prompt question next week.
Athens
a prick around here?
Gmail.com. We're going to talk about pricks next week, so
for sure.
Make sure you weigh in on that before we get a hold of it. But we got to move on, and our next segment is always... Cool Don's snack corner.
What?
Eddie,
going on?
No, it's Dr. Sharp's Snack Shack.
Three bags full of snacks.
Right. So, Meg, you had something you wanted to...
Well, I wanted to weigh in, and I know you both have heard about this, but Safi and I both ate chocolate-covered crickets this past weekend.
Yes.
And I'm not... You know what? It's really... It's a snack where you just use one flavor that everyone likes to mask another flavor.
Would you call it a funky snack?
Yeah, because it's like...
not even listen to the funk.
No, it's like a snack that should be
But
tasty.
Is the point of eating crickets because they have... What's the point of eating crickets? Like, is it
more
the novelty?
Sustainable?
Okay, but... why even eat them? Like, what do they provide nutritionally? Are they
protein?
Okay, they are a great source of protein. So,
yes.
So this, if I were to
fill
look
you
at
up.
This, I'm like, look, I'm gonna like do a big run, and like then my, and then I'm gonna do a big bike ride. And between the two, like, I eat a bunch of chocolate crickets. Like, is that the point?
I feel like cricket powder smoothie.
So what is the point of chocolate-covered crickets?
Well,
there's,
I think
like,
it's
no
like,
point.
It, you cover something in chocolate because you're like, we got to get people started eating these things.
Oh, yeah. It was the gateway to cricket
it's
eating.
It's a gateway to cricket eating. Yeah, for sure. Well, don't they kind of have a little crunch?
Yeah, they have a texture.
Yeah,
sure.
So maybe the texture is appealing.
I think what's the least appealing thing about eating bugs is that you're going to have like a little leg in your stuck teeth. Between yeah. your teeth. Mm-hmm. That's just gross.
Well, bug legs are like, you know, beautiful over there. They're not beautiful in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They definitely don't work with teeth very well, like our teeth.
I mean, that's something I can get over. I can get like, let me just look at it a few times and then be like, it's whatever. You just ate a cricket. Of course, there's a cricket leg between your teeth. Like, that's not anything weird. Or gross. I think
for me, like
cricket, poop on the floor.
Cricket flour. I could digest cricket flour or like roach flour or like, you know.
So roaches. See, that's where I'm like, oh, no. But no. Not that.
Not a roach.
I listened to some podcast that was talking about like the sustainability of eating cows and how like cows, there's so much like food you have to feed it, so much water you have to give it, yeah. So much water you have to put into growing the food for the cow.
I listened to this podcast.
Yeah,
as well.
The net outcome of a cow is like 70%. Like you lose energy eating a cow. Even that's eating every part, making a leather coat and like, you know, wearing the horns. Like, you can only do that once. And so, like...
You can only wear the horns once?
Well, no. Once you have horns, you're not going to, like, kill another bull. Anyway.
What?
You're like, I already got some horns.
So that's why...
I'm not
going to
have,
I mean,
like, a horn hat for every day of the year.
And then there's also, like, the idea of, like, milking a cow its entire life and then eating it at the end of its life, which they don't really do. But that could, like, probably bring
tough.
It closer to
a
hundo. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they talked about roaches being the future of protein because there's so little energy that you have to put into feeding a roach to get it
actually,
to this, like, level. Of,
yeah, they'll eat your poop, so it works out really well.
Yeah. Not even that. Like, they didn't talk about...
If we had that in the coffee machine from Waterworld, we'd be set.
For real. I'm looking forward to this time, you guys.
Let me make it a little more funky. You feed the roach some corn, and then, like, the... You know, it could, like, have two kernels of corn and then be a fully developed roach. And then you could grind it up and make some, like, roach flour out of it and then make some cookies out of the roach flour.
You need a lot more roaches, though, than one for a batch of cookies.
I know, think about how much... it's a decent-sized roach, and it's, like, you know, grain-fed, organic grain-fed.
Right.
What would you feed your roach? Would you feed
feces and grain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hormone free, feces and grain only.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing that the feces were organic feces, which I don't know how you get those.
I feel like, aren't they just inherently organic?
I think they're all, it's all organic, man. It's all from, you know.
It's all doo-doo
from your
butt. Yeah.
They also talked about, like, roaches in the way that, eating roaches in the way that you were talking about with crickets, like getting a leg stuck in your teeth, and they would process these roaches and, like, pull the wings off.
I'll
and,
eat
like,
a processed roach.
And take
the
legs off.
I don't want to eat. Like, crickets, I had no problem just chomping them down, but I don't want to chomp. Not to the point where I chomp down
a roach.
If
you think about it, that's what they do with chickens and lambs and, like, cows. They process them before you get them, so... It wouldn't be that weird.
I'm into it. Let's go full bugs.
Yep. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Full bugs diet.
Full bugs.
Okay.
All bugs. All right.
Oh, can I do two interesting bug trivia things that I've heard recently?
We're over time.
We can do one.
1 million bugs to every human.
Nice.
Wow. That's a lot of bugs.
Everyone should collect their million bugs and train them to help them.
And here's my intro for... So much this.
Whoa.
You used this before.
Yeah, that was an ad, and I thought that would be the perfect
intro. Oh, yeah,
I liked it.
We listened to it on the podcast before.
We talked about theme songs.
Right. Oh, Desi wasn't here for that one either.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So I came across this Facebook post of an acquaintance from Jacksonville. Anyway... he posted an image from Tumblr. Are you guys familiar with Tumblr?
Hell yeah.
It's like the Live Journal of now.
We had a Tumblr, didn't we?
You can edge pretty hard on Tumblr.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tumblr's got some nudes, but Yahoo bought Tumblr, so it's a little more PC.
It's harder. Mm-hmm.
You have to make it's an softer. Account.
It's softer. Ooh, whoa.
So this image is... It's a funny image because I posted something similar when we went to Florida that you'll remember. So it's an image of a handwritten sign in Sharpie, and I assume this is at like a restaurant or bar, and it says, "No Wi-Fi, ... Talk to each other. Call your mom.
I hate
Pretend
that.
It's 1993. Live." Like, that's the image.
Live.
I hate it. Also, you only need 3 dots.
Yeah, there's like 7. So, yeah, I had the similar response to it, but I had posted the same image, and I looked at the comments, because that was...
Wait, you posted it too?
He posted a
similar sign posted in a restaurant, but
seen a sign like that before, yeah, and so I posted it, and I was like, we talked about the OJ trial. Because 1995.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. The one that we saw was not nearly so preachy.
Yeah, it didn't say live on it. Live. Or call your mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay, so no Wi-Fi, talk to each other, call your mom, pretend it's 1993, live. And then the first comment is, and so I'm going to make the assumption, although this is Tumblr and I don't have like usernames and I can't tell it's all different people. Let's just assume these are all different people because that's what makes it funny. The first comment is, no telephones. Talk to each other. Face to face only. Write a letter. Send a telegram to your mom. Pretend it's 1860. Live.
That's cute.
The next one, the next comment.
I give it 2 knives.
The next comment in the spirit of the commenting says, no writing. Talk to each other. Throw a rock at your mom. Pretend it's 10,000 BC. Live.
Okay. Give that.
You like where it's going?
I like this. All right. Give that one 5 knives.
Next comment. No higher brain functions. Use your reptilian brain. Eat your mom's corpse. She died to provide you with sustenance. Pretend you have just arose from the sea. Survive. I like that one.
This is good.
Comment. And yeah, assuming it's like all different people. No multicellular traits. Use your symbiotic mitochondria. Reproduce asexually. You're your own parent. Pretend it's 2 billion years ago. Evolve. And then finally, no life. Use fundamental physical forces to form spherical objects revolving around one another in space. Fuse hydrogen into helium using gravitational pressure to produce heat and light. Pretend it's 4.5 billion years ago. Stabilize into equilibria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that see, I can't imagine that being anything but a single person.
Yeah,
but then that doesn't kill it for me.
Well, I'm thinking
I can see people. I mean, science nerds are nerdy, you know. But like, why they are love science wrist. Nerd
on there in the first place?
I don't
why
know.
Why is this comment section riddled with science nerds?
That's what I yeah. So it's
because you know they follow each other around on the internet, and so they're like, "What are you commenting on today?" And they're like, "I'll comment on that."
It's
too.
Hard to distinguish between science nerds and one science nerd who has several Tumblr accounts. That's my point.
Like, oh, so they were actually posted from different accounts?
Yeah, it looked like, because they had like different levels of comment.
No.
It didn't put their like usernames.
Okay, so
Tumblr comments are kind of anonymous looking.
I don't know how often y'all ever like do this where you comment like on random people's stuff. But if you get into a groove... It, you know, I could easily see that being at least
yeah,
3 people.
Yeah, and that's kind of nice where it's like a chain of like, like let me one up you.
I think,
but like, I like
it's not
where you're
one up. It's not one upmanship. It's like, we're gonna just progressively go back to.
But it is one upmanship in that it's like, I'm gonna go back even further. And what qualities would you know? Like, what would identify?
See, but that's what I'm saying. It's like. From the beginning, I feel like it was set up that like, we're just going to increment back so that every time we go back, it's like drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than I feel like if it was organically different people, they would have just been more tempted to just go back to like 1920 and like go back to more recent history rather than continue to like incrementally go back.
Like it wouldn't be such a smooth grade.
Exactly.
I think the idea though is like one person, somebody writes this with Sharpie. And then somebody makes fun of it. And then the next person's like, I'm going to take this back as far as I can go. And they went back to 1890.
Right.
And then the next person's like, oh, I can go back like 10,000 years. And nobody can go farther back than that.
I just don't think that idea is realistic. That realistically would have happened.
I do.
Okay. And I'm not on the comments on Tumblr.
But also that makes me, like, I need to think that.
Okay.
Because that makes me think that people like to have fun, like with strangers. And just like,
but that also implies like
sometimes
a lot of
people do like to have fun and they're actually funny and it's a good time on the internet.
Yeah, that seemed like a good time on the internet.
Oh, that was
me.
An amazing time on the internet. You would just, if that were actually different people, you would be like, what's the next thing somebody's gonna write?
Right.
As it's happening.
You heard the last one kind of was like, okay, we're getting out of here. Like after the
Well, I feel like three before that implied where it was going.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. I still thought the next
throw
one was
a rock
funny,
at your mom is funny.
Yeah, I thought you're your own parent. I thought
you're
was
your
pretty
own
funny.
Parent is good.
But the hold yourself in orbit thing was like, okay.
Okay.
We're done here.
Yeah.
So that was so much this.
All
it was
right,
pretty good.
It,
right?
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm clapping for myself.
I loved it.
All right. We're 41 minutes in. Let's
do this. Topic.
The man behind the woman.
Oh, I forgot to think of my... Who am I assigning? PA. I'm assigning Desi a PA.
PA stands for personal assistant.
Let's start with Rumpelstiltskin for you.
I'm getting Rumpelstiltskin. I thought you were going to change up.
Yeah, you did.
I just cannot trust this guy.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with Rumpelstiltskin, I think you should.
We talk about him weekly.
We do, at least every other week.
But I'm thinking like the expanded universe Rumpelstiltskin. Like,
describe this Rumpelstiltskin.
So he's also the guy who stole a baby and then also he can do magic stuff like spin straw into gold.
No, doesn't he make someone spin straw into gold?
No, he does it himself.
Oh.
He does it himself, but then he's like, you need to give me your baby.
Yeah, this is how he,
like, he kind
blackmailed.
Of trades,
is it blackmail?
He trades babies for, like, magic tricks.
For names.
And yeah, and then they found out his name, and he had to give the baby back.
Yeah.
He had never actually obtained the baby.
But then in the expanded universe, which I'm thinking of the show Once Upon a Time.
I'm aware of this show.
Like, we called it Wants for a while. Yeah. Rumpelstiltskin was kind of like the pot stirrer in that. Like, he was
really evil.
In a lot of more of...
Yeah.
Yeah, nefarious tricks where he would, like... He was really trying to steal babies.
Was he a little prick?
He was...
Not handsome enough to be a prick.
In my opinion, he was more than a prick because he was like actually causing
a big problem.
What was he?
Big problems.
He was definitely a scumbag.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
But that doesn't adequately describe how dangerous he was.
Yeah, he could definitely.
He
like,
was a
wreck,
dangerous.
He could wreck some lives, and he didn't really show much remorse.
Okay, so he
which
sounds,
I think would make a great personal assistant.
He's
like the Omarosa of like personal assistants.
So this is the expanded universe Rumpelstiltskin that has become Meg's personal assistant.
Yeah.
So what's like?
I gotta change. I mean,
so the first thing he comes over at 8 a.m. Monday morning, and y'all have to figure out what.
Hello, Meg. It's me, Rumpel.
See, no, I would like somebody. I would like somebody to like clean the house. Does a personal assistant do that?
This personal assistant can do whatever you
want.
Okay,
this personal assistant, I am not going to tell him to clean the house.
You do, like, have to pay them.
I
have
to pay
slaves.
That's the... Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to... Will he take money?
I think he takes children, actually.
Yeah, I mean... I think
he's gonna take the kids. Okay.
No, just one of them.
But do I have any out?
You can give him a different child.
I
don't know.
I feel like you're gonna immediately give Meadowlark to Rumpelstiltskin, and then they're gonna form a little team. he's like, give me one of your kids. And you're like, take this one. And then she's like, what's up, Rumpel? And then he's like, oh, we could form a little crew here.
Yeah.
And then maybe the two of them could be your personal assistants.
Let's not think about payment so much as, okay. What is he going to do for you? Like, what do you need?
I don't know. I'm so afraid to have him as my personal assistant because I feel like anything he...
So you're scared of your personal assistant.
Totally. I don't trust him. He's all out for himself. Like, he wants to help me if I want to do something too shameful to do. Like, anything he's going to do is not on the up and up.
So listen, name all the things you're too ashamed to do that you'll have Rumpelstiltskin do. See, you could have some fun with him.
I don't want to do any of that stuff. Like,
that's why you hired Rumpelstiltskin, Meg.
I don't know.
Go catch my babysitter
looking
at porn.
I'm on the hook for that.
Go in there. She's looking at porn. You, not me.
See, this personal assistant is making you become a better person because you have to confront all the things that you want to do that you won't do.
He can certainly babysit.
We know he likes that.
I guess we could go to Disney World and he could come along and like be the...
You're describing a nanny.
Yeah. That's basically the personal assistant of the...
Of the paradigm, children.
The paradigm we inhabit.
Well, what about, you ever have stuff to pick up or mail or like...
I'm my own...
He could go get a click list.
I think...
Yeah, go get click list. He could, could he? Would he steal it?
Meg's having a hard time with this.
I don't want to touch him. I don't want him in my business. Like,
but what? Like,
how are you going to?
He has like unlimited magic.
I'm sorry, I cannot open my mind to Rumpelstiltskin in my life.
But he's around. He is your PA. Yeah. How are you going to figure out how to use this little vicious scumbag?
Just one way, and then we can move on.
You have a little vicious scumbag as your PA. What task are you gonna give him?
A single task that comes out of your brain and into the microphone, and then we can move on.
Trim my toenails.
Nice. See, there you go.
Maybe he could give manicures too.
See, there you go.
Think about
it. He could take care of my feet. I would love that because my feet are like a mess right now, and I don't even want to take the time
like
to deal with them.
The stone, like,
yeah, I want him to do the whole stone thing.
Like, nice.
I want him to repaint my toenails. Mainly the stone thing. He could give me a foot massage.
He could probably do your hair too, right?
No,
no,
no. He's like, I'm literally like, he needs to be. He's
at
my
arm's length,
feet. Like, I don't want.
To. I think that's very wise,
that's
Meg.
Cool.
I think you gotta dominate. Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want him to give me anything because then I'm like out a kid and I just...
So like
that was a lot of work getting him to where
he goes
at.
He's like, I could make your toes any color. And you're like, no, go to the Rite Aid. Here's some cash. Go buy this color and come back and use the thing that you bought and give me the change.
Exactly.
And, like, you're not
and
using
I'm going to pay
magic.
You in money, not in children.
So you'd see, like, having Rumpelstiltskin as your personal assistant as more of a responsibility than...
Yeah,
like,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like, you need to, like, rein this mofo in.
Yeah.
Keep him from, like, terrorizing other people and stealing babies and whatnot. Although, I guess...
I guess I should do that.
And I guess we don't have to give him Meadowlark. Like, you can steal one of Desi's kids.
I was just going to say, don't even...
Give him Seishi Baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to give him a baby at Seishi Baby because she could deal with him.
He's not taking any kids on my watch.
Yeah, so you're being vigilant. I'm sorry that I gave you that task. I thought you could have more fun with
it. Why did you give him to me?
I don't know.
Not want him.
I should have gone with Rob Lowe.
You should have, actually. Yeah.
That was my other
idea.
Well,
now we know. That,
maybe next time.
Yeah, the relationship she's having with Rumpel is he's going to do her feet, and then she's going to fire him and hire Rob Lowe.
I hope that doesn't set a precedent. I just wanted to get started quickly.
No, it doesn't set a precedent.
Okay.
Precedent. I I don't. I'm not ready though for my my what do you call
okay,
it?
I'm
give,
a queethel.
Give
okay.
a person.
I can do it. I can do it. Eddie.
Okay.
Your personal assistant is
not Rob Lowe, is it?
No, okay. It's 1 million bugs.
Wait, 1 million bugs? Like the rapper? Oh man, 1 million bugs.
1 million bugs? Like the rapper.
That would be a funny rap name.
I like
would.
It.
Yeah. It really would.
I'd be like, damn, 1 million bugs. Let's go hang
1 million
out.
1 million bugs?
Shit.
Yeah, 1 million bugs.
And they're all variety, or it's like all ants, or like.
I think it's all variety. I think it's a variety pack of bugs.
That's cool, yeah. Because I could see 1 million ants.
So at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, 1 million bugs
show
up.
They pull up in their Uber.
Show up in your kitchen.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of bugs. Do I get so I get no choice on the variety or like the distribution? Like this is either 1 million unique bugs.
I think
or...
you get choice.
Okay, I'm gonna say all roaches. No, I'm just kidding. I thought you guys would laugh at that.
I just felt horrified.
Yeah. A million bugs. Like I can see the use for things though. Like. I often wonder what it would be like to have a dog, and you have a dog.
Two.
Dog or so.
Two dogs.
And it's so awesome that, like, people with kids, their kids throw shit on the floor, and then the dogs eat it, and then you don't have to clean. So I need like, a pack of bugs to do that, because I'm not getting a dog. I don't want a dog. So I'd say... 100,000 or so bugs will
their
be
task will assigned be
the task
clean the floor
of cleaning the floor, and yeah, I won't.
Like, I could just see them coming out in like their football. They have like little football uniforms on. And they're like hut 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 hut, and yeah. Then like they come out of their hole in the wall, and then they clean it up, and then they go back in.
And see, I don't want.
They're
too,
wearing football uniforms.
I don't
very
want
tiny
too many
ones.
Bugs to do
Is
that.
Is Rumble and, like, wearing a football uniform?
I would need to...
All PAs must yeah. wear football uniforms.
At least, yeah. Or, like, basketball jerseys.
No, they're like, hut, 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 hut. Maybe they're in military uniforms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that makes... Okay. That makes There we sense. Go, Meg. There we go.
Yeah. Helmets that prevent us from stepping
ready
in.
For battle
Basically,
ready for battle
yeah what's the difference between football teams and the army?
You know, now I'm thinking I need to up it like to maybe 500,000 if it's going to be ants, because it takes such a long time for them to like eat something, but ants can like carry stuff away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? 500,000's enough.
I would hope so.
So 500,000 ants, but they like they have to do it at night, like when I'm not awake.
Oh, so like we're gonna leave the house a complete mess.
So
and
you
then
don't
gonna go?
I don't know.
You
like,
don't want to see your personal assistant.
I don't.
It would freak you.
Ooh,
out.
I like that. They're just inhabit the house at night and clean everything.
That the 500,000 ants definitely clean the floors, and we don't see them. And also, if I have to wake up, they get out of the way. I don't want to step on them and kill them. That's what I'm thinking. Like,
oh, yeah.
If they're like here throughout the day, it's going to be hard to avoid them, especially if they're.
I think you're. I think you're right. I think they have to know, like, if you are around, they must remain unseen. And then when you have left the scene, that's their time to shine.
Well, that's my favorite part about roaches, right?
Yeah, they try to stay away when we're.
Yeah,
we're,
like, they yeah. just like avoid us. And the light, which we prefer the light for sure. So then I got like 500,000 more bugs. I definitely need some spiders.
Yeah.
You know what? Oh, yeah.
I was wondering if you were going to choose spiders because
I love spiders.
I love them too. I told our exterminator to not kill any spiders that
they
see.
Oh, man. We had this spider above our sink. And it was like one of those attic spiders. Like they make these like chaotic webs that don't mean anything. Did I talk about this last week?
No.
Okay. And they make these webs that just don't like.
They don't have a pattern.
They don't have a pattern. They're not like beautiful at all. They're just they're kind messy of like webs. They're like nasty, messy webs that don't really catch anything because we had tons of flies going through their web and like not.
Oh, they caught a ton of those little slim bugs that are black with orange stripes.
Oh yeah, those are so funny.
Yeah, those we have little bugs.
Ton
they're
of those.
So funny.
Whatever that bug is, they were like that was their
moneymaker.
That bug
seems like pretty defenseless.
That bug cracks me up because they like get stuck on their back and then they like make a clicking sound when they're
the clicking sound. I'm like, what's that clicking sound? Like the first time
I've ever noticed
it's
that.
It's hilarious.
The first time I heard the clicking sound, I thought like I was going to have to go under the house and like fix a pipe or something.
Yeah.
I was like, there's something seriously wrong.
Because it gets really, it gets
right
very
now.
Rhythmic. Yeah.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
Yeah. I was freaked out by it until I saw the bug. And
like, you're like, oh, you're just
no
on your back.
But yeah, so I instead of killing the spider, I don't kill spiders. I just took them outside. Like I take most spiders outside. I vacuum some spider sacks because I've run into the problem of keeping too many spiders.
I feel ya.
And I gotta just like...
You gotta let go of some.
Yeah.
Plus, if you just vacuum the sacks, like...
I throw them outside.
Yeah, they're probably fine.
They probably survive. And I know that if the whole spider sack hatches, they eat each other, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
I'm sorry.
What do you want your spiders to do? It's clear you love them. I love them too.
So my spider, my 100,000 spiders are going outside... forming a perimeter around the house, and they're getting rid of every mosquito.
All the other bugs.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, nice.
And maybe wasps, right? What are wasps for? Why do I want wasps?
Well, if...
They eat mosquitoes,
maybe,
too, right?
Maybe your wasp could be, like, a protector against neighbors you don't want to come over.
That'll be my, I'll have a team of, like,
your
soldiers. Security, security wasps and hornets that if anyone ever tries to intrude in the house or like, you know,
okay, there
like,
are
be my alarm
security system.
Instead of an alarm system, I have like
security system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A violent, you're stealing Eddie's car. Okay. And that's.
Might I suggest you have some pedicure. And sex as well.
Because we're married and I steal little Rumpelstiltskins because I'm here and there.
I don't want us to have to take turns. I want to like sit down, watch TV.
Yeah.
Got Rumpel, you got your bug, we got our legs and feet up.
Yeah, I don't know if I want a bug like.
I would feel like a praying mantis would be a really good.
Oh, yeah.
Like one.
They seem
giant,
really good with their
like,
little four arms,
you
know?
Scrape, scrape, scrape.
Yeah.
But I want like a flamboyant. I want a flamboyant
like
praying
a giant
bug.
Like
that's
a
just
big
like
praying mantis.
And really gossipy.
Yeah.
Like a really gossipy praying mantis.
Well, it's funny
great.
To imagine like a little praying, like a big praying mantis, but you know, they're still small because they're bugs. Like looking up at you and like moving its head around, but like then you zoom out to you again and you like can't hear it. But it's like talking at you a bunch.
Yeah, it's like a Garfield comic or something where I'm like, oh, praying mantis, it's been a tough day. And then it says everything it needs to say.
Yeah.
Thought bubbles.
But I'm always talking to Meg and Rumpelstiltskin because we're getting lots of pedicures.
I mean, nightly.
So I don't think I hit quite a million, but I did the best I could.
Hey,
like,
you
I got
did a
like,
good job.
About 750.
Oh, I think you get to a million bucks.
You guys
pretty
get
pretty
the
quickly.
Point.
Yeah, we get the point. Okay, who's my personal assistant?
Oh, freak! I was supposed to think of that. Still,
yeah, that's,
I had one for a second. Jerry Seinfeld.
Wait, did you go the Rumpelstiltskin route on her? Like somebody she would not have liked?
Somebody, I think she would be annoyed with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very. I'm so annoyed that he came over to my house at 8 because I'd just be like...
You predicted how this would turn out. Like, you give me something good and everyone else gets shitty things.
So, yeah. So, okay. So, Jerry comes over and first of all, what I realize with someone like Jerry as my personal assistant, much like Meg, is anyone who annoys you when they're your assistant, you have to give them explicit directions.
Oh, right, because they'll be trying to cook the books.
But can I say something here? I think Rumpel is going to be more compliant with you than Jerry will be with me. I think Jerry's going to, I'm going to give him really explicit directions on what I need, and he's going to find some way to mess it up.
Right. Oh, I just don't even, I think he's not even going to do it. Like,
what?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like he's like, I'm not
doing
this
job.
It's
almost like a
job.
Wait, I hired him.
So, I don't know why he was interviewing for this.
Okay, wait. So you gave me a personal assistant who's just not going to show up?
I don't know. Maybe he will. I just didn't think he would.
Okay, so you're not giving me a personal assistant.
Well, no. I think he's good with kids. Like, he likes his kids.
Oh, yeah. He's going to make some good jokes.
Does he like babies?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's like he's a family man.
My kids don't get jokes exactly yet.
Okay, like, I'm gonna give you Flipper instead.
Wait. That's very cute.
Okay. I guess I'll allow it. Donovan would allow it. Donovan is rolling in his grave.
Yeah, he's annoyed.
I'm sorry, Donovan's not here. He won't listen. Okay. He won't get annoyed.
Okay,
he doesn't have to know about this.
Okay, I'm gonna tell him though.
Like, Don't tell him.
That's the first thing I'm gonna say.
No. Give him this. I got him a present.
Yeah. Okay.
It says no discount on it, but they gave me a discount. They gave me a 25% discount.
I'll tell him that too.
That's very funny to me.
It's like the mystery sale.
I just think it's really funny that it's like explicitly says no discount. And then the first thing she said is, we'll give you a 25% off of that. I'm like, what? It says no discount. She goes, yeah, but I told some other guy. This is the whole story. She told some other guy that he'd get a 25% discount. So she's like, you can have it too.
Wait. Another guy who was lurking around in the store.
Yeah,
the
I'm sorry.
We can't talk about this thing that anyone listening doesn't know what we're talking about. So, okay. So I just wanted, I'm pleased with Flipper because Flipper's adorable. And, you know,
I'm going to try to find a Flipper sound effect.
Oh, perfect. I am, though, aware that, you know, we're going to have a super limited relationship because Flipper can't do anything I need, basically. Like, almost as bad as Jerry Seinfeld, except Flipper's adorable. So, let me think. Like, I guess I could, you know, I like oysters. So cute.
This is a YouTube video called Dolphin Laughing Sound, 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
It's still going.
I could maybe, I don't know, that would be a good experiment to see if I could listen to that for 10 minutes.
Ooh, yeah.
I could. So, I think that, you know, like I said, I like oysters, so I guess I would have Flipper go get me those.
Okay.
You know, but I only want those like once a month. And, you know, it seems like we'll have pretty decent communication because apparently dolphins are pretty good at understanding.
Yeah, they're smarter than humans, right? Or they've got bigger brains.
Their brains are more wrinkled than ours are.
Oh, right.
And they are larger.
We suspect that they're smarter.
So
they haven't proven that.
That'd be kind of cool to have a smarter than me assistant that...
Do you want a male dolphin or a female dolphin?
Well, Flipper's male.
Oh, you got to masturbate them, right?
You got
to
do it.
I don't think you got to masturbate any assistant. I would think they'd have to masturbate you.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
I mean, that
sorry.
Doesn't even work. That's not even masturbation by definition. So,
But no, you make a good point that it's like, it's not your responsibility. Like, they can do that in their own time.
It is not my responsibility to masturbate Flipper.
Right. Get on your smartphone, Flipper. And
Flipper doesn't have a smartphone. See, that's a problem. You need
you can get him Google Glasses.
See, your personal assistants just live with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rumpel is a humanoid. Flipper is an aquatic animal.
Yeah, you need to like change your lifestyle. You need like a huge aquarium.
You're gonna get you're gonna get a pool installed in your house that like goes from all the different rooms, and like he can kind of what do you call that? He kind of docks on the like right up into your kitchen.
So okay, so I guess like the best thing I could do with Flipper, because even though that is more useful to me if he lives at my house, it's still really inconvenient to just have like a pool that goes through my entire house.
And then you have to clean.
Yeah, so
he'll clean it.
But I'm trying to, okay, so the best thing you can do with
another animal she has to take care of.
Yeah, the best thing you can do with any assistant or person you hire is to identify their strengths and have them, you know, do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So Flipper's big strength probably is being a, you know, talking dolphin or whatever, right? Like that's,
I thought he could solve crimes, right?
Is that what Flipper did? I don't think so.
I don't know, maybe.
I think he was kind of like the Lassie of the Sea, maybe?
Yeah. He could like
point
the police in the right direction.
If somebody was drowning.
Yeah.
He could save, yeah.
But, you know, it sounds like my assistant is a real moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just have people pay to come hang out with Flipper. And that would assist me by making me money. So
right, yeah.
You know,
so
Flipper,
you got a celebrity living with you. You got to
take some selfies. Meg tried to give me Jerry Seinfeld, who I guess
didn't show up. He didn't come.
Yeah. He was a no call, no show on
he
day one.
He lost the job and then they reassigned it.
So now I have Flipper. And I think just, you know, having him, you know, maybe teach me how to surf is the second thing. So make me money and teach me how to surf.
You don't know how to surf?
No, I don't know how to surf.
I'm thinking you put those toes in that water.
You're and get Flipper can just nibble away.
Yep.
Away all the dead skin and extra nail, and probably won't have an easy time painting my nails, but
no.
So Flipper's not going to give you pedicures? Like,
he's going to give me a half pedicure.
Okay, good.
Just the therapeutic end of it.
Yeah.
He could be very good therapy.
For sure. But that's what a therapist is for.
A human therapist.
Personal assistants are supposed to be celebrities that you make people pay to come meet.
Okay.
All right.
We did it. Thanks for listening. It was fun.
Yeah. Really sweet time.
I'm sorry you got Rumpelstiltskin. Next time you'll get Rob Lowe.
I'm sorry you got a million bucks.
I enjoyed it. AthensPublic@gmail.com, @AthensPublic on Twitter, 706-521-3716. You can call Donovan. Wish him a happy birthday.
Eddie got you a gift, Donovan.
Yeah. It says no discount. They gave me a discount. we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week, probably, right? Like,
yep.
Man, next week is October, y'all.
Wow.
We're going to start into the spooky stuff, and then
no,
we're going to have...
No, next week isn't October.
It's not?
The week after is.
Well, fall is this weekend.
Next week is fall.
Yeah. We love
basically
fall.
Basically October.
We love fall, and we love you, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you.